Somewhere in the dark and nasty regions where nobody goes, stands an ancient castle. Deep within this dank and uninviting place lives...
From FC United of Manchester Radio, Swampy.
Hello!
Overworked servant of the thing upstairs.
Feed me!
But that's nothing compared to the horrors that lurk beneath the trapdoor. For there is always something down there, in the dark, waiting to come out.
Don't you open that trap door?
You're a fool if you dare.
Stay away from that trap door.
Cause there's something down there.
So hello everybody and welcome to this week's Red Rebel Radio. Pre-recorded, pre-recorded live on a Friday afternoon. Jam hot, everyone, jam hot. Right, yes.
No clapping, though, no clapping, because people are sensitive in the corner.
Swampy, where are you this week? Because it's like interviewing Michael Palin at times. Where are you?
Oh, well, I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm in Brussels.
Oh.
I'm back home in beautiful Ukraine. And enjoying enjoying a lovely summer's afternoon. Well, what seems to be a summer's afternoon, but we're in October. A lovely 22 degrees here today. Yes. And it's even getting warmer now because I'm on the airwaves. And all my followers and listeners have the beauty and enjoyment of being able to listen to my dulcet tones for one more evening.
Good. So welcome, Swampy, and welcome, dear listener, to another edition of Swampy's Red Rebel Radio. I'm going to do as little talking as possible this week, so over to you.
Oh, that's brilliant, Ben. Well done. Thank you very much. It's been a good show. I'd like to finish off with this track, and I'll see you next week.
No, I was just thinking, last week it was littered with you having a go at me all the time, and all I'm doing is just teeing things up for you, Swampy. I've got my non-league paper here. I don't know why I keep buying it, but I've got my non-league paper here, and I've got my Twitter feed open. I've got the fixtures in front of me. I'm ready to go. Ready to go. Do you want me to kick things off with a start?
Yeah, I can hear you rustling the paper, in fact. It's like, you know... Oh, it's like the play for today on Radio 4. You've got all your sort of apparatus around you. Have you got a man walking in shale?
I've got a notepad, if that's what you mean.
A door slamming?
No door slamming.
The sound of a moider?
No, nothing.
Just rustling newspaper then.
Just rustling newspapers. It's not an episode of The Archers, mate. It's just anyway. We'll get to the FA Cup against Witton Albion. Obviously, live coverage coming up on FC Radio, as you've come to expect. Obviously, we'll talk about Glossop North End in the Manchester Premier Cup as well. We're also going to talk about managerial news because there's all kinds of stuff going on social media as we record this show. And also we'll start off by talking about last week and the match at Nuneaton, because it felt like a bit of a missed opportunity there, Swampy, to be honest.
I suppose it feels that way. Obviously, it was an opportunity for FC United to maybe put themselves a little bit of distance between ourselves and Nuneaton. But it's amazing what one victory can do for a team. I mean, Nuneaton now on 9 points. They got a draw against York in during the week. Everyone on 11 points now. And yeah, perhaps it was. But it's that thing, you know, where you go away from home and you situation we're in. We were hoping to get the victory. You know, with 10 minutes to go, we're thinking, you know, at least a draw here. We secure a draw. And then you get that killer blow, I think 7 minutes before the end of the game. And you walk and you leave and you go back with no points at all. And it's disappointing, but... I'm going to say it's still very early in the season. I think, you know, we're going to talk about managerial positions coming up a little later in the show. But there's some players that Chaddy clearly is looking at the moment that are cutting the mustard. And, you know, he's trying to get the best out of them. But I think a few of the players have to have a look at themselves and take the responsibility, because Chaddy can only do so much. He can only prepare them in a certain way. And if they're not prepared to do the job that they're actually paid to do, then, you know, sometimes you've got to make decisions. And while you're the caretaker manager, he's made a lot of decisions so far, but he still hasn't got the job, say, full time. So in that respect, it's quite difficult from a managerial position, I suppose, because you want to really rubber stamp. You want to bring players in. You want to get rid of certain players. The one problem we've got, obviously, is quite a lot of players on contract. So whether we can farm them out on loan, or we can sell them on, or if they find another club. But I think there are a number of players at the club at this moment in time that just aren't cutting the mustard, and it's disappointing. And that result last week is a disappointing result because of the fact that Nuneaton were below us on the day, go above us, then get a good result midweek, and now there's 3 points between ourselves and them already. And although 11 games in, there's still plenty of time to go. There's a number of other clubs like Southport, Darlington, together with the likes of Blyth, that are all teams that you wouldn't expect to be at the bottom of the division, but they are. So, you know, it's all to play for still. But I just hope we can hopefully, you know, sort out this managerial situation. We have to get the right person in. There's no point in rushing it. But at the same token, the players have to play for the manager that's currently in, and they have to give 100%, and you have to work and work and work. And when it's not going right from on the pitch, they have to do more training on the training ground and really start mentally and physically being fitter.
And just to put in a bit of context to what happened last week as well, obviously Priestley went off injured, Chris Lynch had an injury, it's like a running theme, isn't it? But also as well, this is where we talk about the opposition, Nuneaton, in the non-league paper, crisis hit Borough on the brink, Nuneaton won't survive unless the saviour is found. Essentially, the club is being run by the manager, Nicky Eden. We did come across a team last week who it was all for one for all, and sometimes that's difficult to come up against, especially when you've got injuries during the match as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, you've got a bench, you know, you've got a bench, and you know, it's ironic, isn't it, that you lose two defenders in a game through injury, and you've just loaned out another defender for till December to get his match fitness up, and maybe to just to get him a little bit more confident. And that in Sam Baird going over to Drosden, but you've got to make with what you've got on the, and you know, we didn't do that on the day. As you say, you know, Nuneaton are in dire straits at this moment in time, and that result is a reflection of basically, as you say, one for all for one coming together as a team, and then getting that good result again on Tuesday or Wednesday against York in a two all draw. So you know, It's an interesting thing, but that we need that. That's the mentality that we need. We need a siege mentality. Players have to really get behind the manager. The supporters need to get behind the team, and it should be a siege mentality of basically, you know, you come to Broaders Park, you know, everyone's together, united, and hopefully we can get the results that we require.
Now we've become after years of being on a steady footing and never questioning the manager or anything like that for about 12 years. Now we've come up with an editorial policy of an FC Radio, which basically says if we're deciding who the manager's going to be, we don't really like to speculate about who the manager's going to be because it's unfair, because we work in non-league and don't we, Swampy, and we talk to these managers all the time, and we don't think it's fair to get into that kind of game. However, on Twitter today, the news has broken that manager Darren Kelly is going to show loyalty to Hyde United, and FC United could go away. We've still not announced who the manager's going to be, Swampy. It seems a bit rum that another club's coming out and saying, oh, you came to us and we're going to keep him. No. It seems a bit odd, that, doesn't it?
It does, really. I mean, you know, Hyde are a team that are close to my heart. You know, we know the guys at 26-0 who were a cracking radio station, and Berkey and Luke do a tremendous job there. And I'm a member of Hyde, and, you know, they're a fan-owned football club. But, It's an interesting one, because I've never really heard of any clubs actually making statements about the managers saying they're staying, unless there was talk and rumours that Darren was leaving anyway, and supporters were maybe on the terraces have been thinking, oh, Darren Kelly might be going, well, where's he going to?
That's not the case here, is it? I've not heard any rumours.
Well, I've not heard any rumours either, in fairness, and you know, we're close to the guys at 26-0, and I'm sure if there'd been a sniff, we would have heard about it. That's the only thing I can think of why you would actually put a press release out to allay the fears of the supporters. If that's not the case, and we believe it not to be the case, because, as I say, we've not heard a sniff at all, then it just seems a very, very strange thing to do, is to send out a statement both on Hyde's Twitter account, on their official website, and also on Non-League Daily, to say that a manager has been approached and he's not going anywhere. Wow. Well, thanks for that. That's marvellous. Brilliant news. And there's got to be something more to it, I suppose. But as I say, we probably won't know, find out about that. But it just seemed a very strange one.
But it's kind of a bit incendiary as well, because it's like we have got a caretaker manager at the moment who also would like the job. And there's some things that just should be kept. It's a bit unprofessional, if I'm being honest, looking in
far. I agree, because Dave Chadwick will obviously will appreciate that. You know, he's a candidate within a number of people that FC are looking at. It's absolutely fine that we approach other managers in the right manner. You speak to the club in question. You ask for permission, and if the club gives permission to speak to the manager, you do it. And that's what FC United have done. But you're right. I mean, Dave, we put his thing there. He probably knows that obviously FC are looking at managers and will be asking. I mean, the question could have been, is there an availability, you know, of Darren Kelly? Darren Kelly spoke to FC and then went, well, it's not for me. Right, OK. Should have been kept behind closed doors. Shouldn't have been come out into the... It could have come out once FC have appointed a manager.
Even then, it doesn't need to come out.
It doesn't need to come out.
This happens all the time. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I know. What I'm saying is I could maybe more understand it if FC had a manager in place. And then Darren might himself said, oh, yeah, I was offered the job at FC United, but I decided to stay at Hyde. I've got a project here, blah, blah, blah. But I think to do it the way they've done it, and I think, as you say, it undermines the manager, i.e. David Chadwick at this moment in time. And I think it doesn't do Hyde any favours, and it doesn't do Darren Kelly any favours, because if Darren's come out and said it's a long-term project for him, he's got unfinished business at Hyde, he's only been there, for 2.5-3 years now, what if he leaves next week? I mean, that statement will basically... It'll be like egg on the face, won't they? I mean, I'm not saying he's leaving next week, but, you know, if he was to leave next week, let's say, or in a month's time, you're thinking, why did he bring that statement out? It slaps of, you've asked somebody that we didn't want you to ask, so we're going to tell the world about it. No. You know, playground stuff. You know, oh, miss, he just said this, so I'm going to snitch on him. And it seems a little bit silly, but Darren Kelly is not going to become the FC manager. We now know that. Most people didn't have a clue he was ever considering it, but now everyone does know he was considering it, but he's chose to poo us. And I never liked him anyway, to be honest, Darren.
We've spoke to Darren numerous times. Wish Darren
couldn't
all the best.
I mean,
and I do a great club. So that's
exactly it. Yeah. And it's a very very early season, but I think from a managerial position, we have to look at the whole structure of the football at the club for a 5-year plan. That's the way to do it, not short term. And let's hopefully we get someone in. As and when, I mean, big game tomorrow, as you said, with the FA Cup of Witten. And, you know, Chaddy is chomping at the bit to become the manager. But we'll have to see who's coming in and you know, the calibre. The one thing, Ben, people don't realise is that nearly all very good managers are in jobs.
Yes, that is true.
Because the one thing about choosing a manager is you've got to be proactive rather than just reactive. All those applications that have come in, fantastic. But there are managers that haven't applied that you have to go out yourself and you have to approach and, you know, and see whether or not they want to come into FC. And a lot of these managers, let's not forget, if they're playing in our division or in around our standard of football, a lot of the budgets that they're working with are bigger than FC's. Whoever comes in is going to come into a team that have 8 to 10 contracted players. So whoever comes in has got a big task of having to utilise A, small funds. Secondly, a team that has predominantly 3/4 of the squad that are contracted. And unless teams come in and buy them, they're staying. So, you know, it's a fine balance of finding the right manager. I know a lot of our supporters have been on message boards saying, you know, oh, we need to get a manager this, we need to get that, we need to get this, we need to do this, we need to do that. it's hard. It's easier said than done. It's a very, very tough ask. You know, there's managers out there that you would love to have in a heartbeat, but hey, they're either committed elsewhere, financially it's not viable for them, or financially it's not viable for FC United. So, you know, whoever comes in has got to understand the mechanics of the financial side of FC United and Manchester, and also be prepared to work with what they've got. With the, maybe one or two players could come in, but I don't think we'll see massive changes in squad because we've got so many contracted players.
Yeah, and so just to add as well, I mean, we wouldn't have been talking about that Kelly story unless it had been broke by the club themselves. So that's
yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. it wasn't an itinerary for the show, was it?
I was going to talk about the Pies of Glossop. That was all I was going to be discussing this afternoon. But there we go. And then you were going to say meat is murder, and we'll have a laugh and a joke about it.
And then we'll finish it out, yeah.
let's talk about the FA Cup then, because this isn't the best preparation now going into this game. It's a difficult one, and no, I don't think anyone's to blame for the uncertainty now surrounding the fixture and all that palaver. But Witton Albion have got a manager in place, Cal McCauley. He's been there for a number of years now, and it's going to be a tough, tough game, this FC United against Witton.
It is, yeah. I mean, I remember McCauley being the manager. He was at Marine, wasn't he? And didn't do brilliantly. Came from Vauxhall Motors, went to Marine. So he's only a youngish fella, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cheeky scouser. He's a good manager. You know, he's done well, really well with Witton. Promotion. Now into the, obviously, the Northern Prem. And doing very well. A team that play with flair, with quality. And a team that, to me, are going to be quite similar to Colne, but with a little bit more class. Let's not forget, Colne were a decent team, and FC United have been playing poorly this season. That result for FC was a big one against a good outfit. There are several players in that Colne team that are National League players, no question about it. The same we'll find tomorrow with Witton. What I did notice, Ben, though, to be honest, which is really funny, and it's about the FA Cup. I was watching, you know, when you get onto Facebook and you're watching all the, you know, you're watching video clips, mm-hmm. and you get one after another, don't you? But yes. Then nowadays, what they do is halfway through your video clip, there's an advert coming and it tells you, and it goes, oh, it counts down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then it goes into the advert, which is about 10 seconds long, and then back into your video. Well, I was watching a video yesterday and I noticed, oh, there's an advert coming up. It was FC United of Manchester.
that's all thanks to the hard work of our media man Matt Bostock. So
it was like, I'm like, what's going on here? So voodoo on my laptop. I'm like, what's going on? Why has FC United just appeared on there about the FA Cup? I was like, wow. It was like a professional ad. It was like, wow, we've arrived. We've become somebody. We're now on Facebook. And we're that irritating bit when the adverts come on and you're going, I was really enjoying that clip I was watching, and a bloody advert's, oh, it's FC, that's good, I like that, yeah, 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 oh, yeah, oh, come back.
I would say the colour coding wasn't right, the colour scheme wasn't right, it was there was lots of greens, and that's, I'm all for green, as you know, I only saw it
was only on for 10 seconds, and before I had a chance to record it, it'd gone, and I've been flicking through all day since, and last night I've not been to bed yet.
You know it's on the FC Facebook page.
No.
Yeah, it's on the FC Facebook.
Is it on there?
Yeah,
yeah. So I could have just gone to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So rather than spend the last 36 hours
trying to refresh videos of dogs jumping into swimming pools and stuff, you could have just
pretty much anything. Yeah, yeah, anything yeah. I could, and I could just gone. Oh, wow.
You could tell which videos I've been watching recently. Some dogs jumping in swimming pools. Hilarious. Anyway, FC United against Witton Albion in the third qualifying round of the FA Cup. Of course, we could have this long section now of the show, Swampy, where we discuss the importance of the prize money, getting momentum going, and how excited we all are for Andrew Simpson to be appearing on FC Radio this weekend. But really, we should talk about Glossop North End now and the Pies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But should we?
I think so. I mean, it's the one thing I'm really looking forward to this week. And I'm not joking, listener.
I'd rather have a dance-off with Theresa May than talk about the pies at Glossop.
Oh. You could pre-order them now. I didn't know that, but you can actually pre-order your pie.
What is... Is there apparently, an app for it or something?
I don't think... Glossop? No, I think you can drop him an email or carry a pigeon or something. But yeah, I think you can pre-order your pie, I believe.
Why would you... Sorry, can I have that pie, please? No, sorry, it's pre-booked.
Yeah, the queue.
I know what they're doing. I'll give you 50 pence more. 50 pence more. I'll give you a pound. I'll give you £3.50. I'll give you five. I'll give you £10. I'll give you £1 million for that pie. You're gonna pie wars. How do you know? How do they know that's your pie? And how do you know that's your pie when you get there?
I'm imagining I'll have a post-it note on it saying Ben.
Ben's pie.
Yeah, just Ben. There he is. And Swampy, there's your something, whatever you have. I don't, peas. There's your peas. There's your tray of peas pre-ordered.
Yeah. I mean, I used to love the mushy peas with the mint sauce on. Fantastic. What pie are you pre-ordering then, Ben?
I'm not pre-ordering a pie. It's a Manchester Premier Cup. There'll be about five people there. I'll just queue up like I'm immortal. That's what I'll be doing.
So why bring the pre-ordered pies into this segment?
Because I'm highlighting how glorious the pies are, that this is one of the only grounds in the country where it's so good you have to pre-book. It's like it's a dining experience.
So what you're saying then, Ben, is even though there's only going to be five people at the National Premier Cup, you might need, because of that good, people probably just turn up and pay £8 to get into the ground just to buy a pie.
I might buy two. But it is the Manchester Premier Cup on Tuesday. And, we want to keep winning it. I want to win it about five times and then keep the thing. I mean, what's your take on Tuesday's game, given where we are in the cups and the league?
Well, I think there's not a huge amount of games in the Manchester Premier Cup. I mean, so let's go out and win it on Tuesday and get to the next round. I think three rounds and it's the final, isn't it?
Yes.
You know, so it's not as if it's going to be, bogging us down with fixtures. Oh, goodness gracious, we've got another round of the Manchester Premier Cup. It's three games. You're in the final with the current holders. And for me, yeah, go out there, enjoy it, play some good football and enjoy the pies. But Darren Kelly is not coming to FC because, just to let you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a full-page spread in the Oldham and Hyde Chronicle this evening letting everybody know that Darren Kelly is not coming to FC United of Manchester.
Basically, in a nutshell, it's not because he doesn't like the club or he wants to hide or anything like that. He's basically said, reading between the lines, he's already having to speak to a bearded idiot after the match at Hyde United. Why would he want to go to FC where he has to do the same thing with a different bearded idiot?
Two bearded idiots at FC. Only one at Hyde.
That's true.
I can see it tomorrow. I can see the game tomorrow. I'm going over Broadhurst Park tomorrow. One of those aeroplanes with the big trail on the back and going, Darren Kelly is not joining FC. You know, it's going to be a continuously saga. This, I can, and there's someone with more. There's going to be a big, like, the Hollywood sign saying, Darren Kelly is not coming to FC.
And just to clarify as well, despite what you might have heard, I'm not going to TalkSport. Thought I'd clear that up.
Anyway, yeah, Ben, let's be open and honest here. No one ever thought you were going to TalkSport.
I could do a job.
Could do a job. Yeah,
I mean, great tease. just to clarify as well, just for those people who might be a bit confused, if it is a draw on Saturday between FC United and Witton Albion, then the Glossop conversation is void because we'll be going to Witton on Tuesday.
Hold on,
night.
Whoa. Well, then what happens to your pre-ordered pie?
Oh no!
Because if you pre-order, ladies and gentlemen, there'll be a slight delay in tonight's broadcast as Ben has to go to Glossop North End to get his pre-booked pie and then whip over to Witton.
Oh, no. I'll get in touch with Doris at Glossop and I'll sort it out. It'll be fine. Anyway, other generic tea ladies are available. Just before we go, if it is Tuesday night at Witton, that means it's time for a tourist guide of Northwich and surrounding areas. And the number one place to go to in Northwich...
What are you doing? You're preempting the replay already so you can do this segment of the show.
Yes.
That's genius, Ben. That's genius.
Vale Royal Falconry is the number one place to go to in Northwich. But Swampy, just before we go, it has been the Conservative Party conference and that feels like the right time to now launch our new segment. It's now time for Swampy's Political Views. It's a new feature. Never done this before on the radio. So over to you, Swampy.
I just find it interesting, Ben. You can imagine it, the think tank, they're all sat in a room, sat in an office going, right, Theresa May's big day. What great attributes does she have? She's an orator. She's this, she's that. No, she's a great dancer. Yeah, that's it. Make her walk out to dance to music. Make her walk out looking more cardboard and more pathetic than she could possibly ever look at. It was hilarious. It was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. I mean, she walks like she's actually got a coat hanger stuck in a blouse still. And she could actually audition for the Tin Man, I reckon. As a statistician, to your least best attribute, apart from obviously her actually being human, is her dancing. She tried it in South Africa. And basically, everyone thought, the tourists were, yep, she's brilliant at that. She can do it at the party conference. Absolutely ridiculous. And, well, it was interesting, wasn't it? The sign behind her said opportunity.
And in front of her. And in front of her as well. There was two opportunity signs.
Yeah,
just to hammer home the point.
Last year at the conference, there was stability, opportunity, and future, I think. Those two were taken off this time. I mean, it's just so basically within 1 year, there's no future, there's no stability, it's just opportunity. Opportunity for whom? For the likes of Rees Mogg and his cronies to completely and utterly take us back to the 17th century, where they actually live already.
To be fair to him, it's not the 17th, it's the 18th, just to be clear.
Is it 18?
Yeah. I don't think he wants a great fire or anything like that. He's purely in it for the Georgian feel.
They haven't got a clue about borders. I mean, they're talking about, well, we could do maybe the Scandinavian sort of border situation like with Norway and Sweden. Yeah, you could. That closes at 10:30 and there's only one of them. But that pales into significance, Ben. Because the one thing that no one is talking about at all, and when people start realising, is Gibraltar.
No one's mentioned Gibraltar. There was a Falkland Island stall, though, I saw at the conference. There was a Falkland Island, which is very, very important, as we all know.
Falkland Islands and the Cayman Islands.
Oh, no, that doesn't get mentioned. That always gets swept away. They don't want to mention the Cayman Islands. Anyway.
But there's just, I mean, it's like this show. I mean, this show is very unbiased. I mean, it's as it should be, because we talk sense. We don't need any hypocritical right-wing Brexiteer turn.
I feel like I need to balance it out some way.
What's what?
How can I balance this out? I was thinking about building a fence. There we go. I was balanced it out. I'm pro-border in my own garden. That's balanced. Good. Swampy, just before you go, song for this week, please?
Well, it just came to mind. I think Sitting on a Fence by the House Martins.
Okay.
Has to be, doesn't it, really, yes. After all that?
So don't forget, FC Live this weekend. It's FC United against Witton Albion, live from Broadhurst Park, 2:30 here on FC Radio. And on Sunday as well, big good luck to the women's team against Bridlington Rovers, also in the FA Women's Cup. And full coverage here on FC Radio as well. Swampe, big thank you for joining us. You have a lovely week, and we'll be hearing from you next week.
Certainly will. Good luck to FC. Good luck to all the supporters. Enjoy FC Radio tomorrow. I'll be listening in. And let's hope we're into the draw on Monday. And we can get the right results. And let's go to Glossop. Ben can enjoy his pre-ordered, pre-booked pie. And we can get into the next round of the Manchester Premier Cup. Have a great weekend, kids. And don't forget, make sure you listen to FC Radio.
Worst jingle ever.
I know, because I was going to say something. I was going to say something political, and I thought, oh, I've said too much political stuff, so I won't say anything political. And I was just going to say, remember, as Bob Crow once said, if you spit on your own, it'll do nothing. But if you spit together, you can drown them.
Sitting on a fence is a man who sees no sense in fighting. Sitting on a fence is a man who sees no sense at all. Sitting on a fence is a man who strokes his 20 beer. Yeah.
This is FCUM Radio, the official radio station for the preservation of the Balm Cake.